Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today Sophie and I are digging into Walter Shire's A History of Fake Things on the Internet. So Sophie, first question, you remember a time when you actually believed a photo was proof of something?
Oh, totally. I mean, I grew up thinking if it's on the news, it's true. But this book just flips that on its head. Shire argues that fakes aren't a bug of the internet. They're a feature. They've been there from the very start.
Which is wild, because we tend to think of deep fakes as this brand new nightmare. But he traces it all the way back to the early bulletin board systems, the BBS days when everything was just text.
Right, and that anonymity was the perfect playground for deception. You could be anyone. A shy physics student could claim to be a military general, and no one would know.
And people did exactly that. These early trolls were basically pioneers of identity construction. They learned that online, you're just a performance, and the script is yours to write.
But here's the thing, those early fakes were clumsy. You could spot them because the typing style gave it away, or they didn't know some specific detail. They were laying the groundwork for what came next.
Then came the images. And what's interesting is that photo manipulation isn't new. Retouching has been around since cameras, but the internet changed the speed and scale. A fake could circle the globe in hours.
Oh, like the Loch Ness monster photo, right? That old hoax found a whole new life online. The internet didn't invent the fake, but it gave it wings.
Exactly. And then we get to video, the medium we trust the most. Before deep fakes, there were cheap fakes. Slow down a politician's speech, and they look drunk. Loop a pause, and they're stammering.
And those crude manipulations worked because they played into what people already believed. They normalized the idea that video could lie, which set the stage for the really convincing stuff.
So then we hit the deepfake revolution, and Shire explains GNs in a way that actually makes sense. You've got two neural networks, a generator makes a fake, and a discriminator tries to spot it.
And they go back and forth, millions of times, until the generator gets so good that the fake is indistinguishable from reality. It's not just a better tool, it's a fundamentally different kind of technology.
Because the errors aren't human errors anymore. They're artifacts of machines' understanding of the world. And that's a little terrifying, honestly.
It is. But Shire doesn't just doom and gloom. He gets into the culture, too. There are communities making non-consensual porn, sure, but there's also artists restoring old films and giving voices back to people who lost them.
So the technology itself is neutral. It's what we do with it. But here's the part that really got me, the liar's dividend.
Oh, that's the idea that when a real video surfaces, the person in it can just say, oh, that's a deepfake. And suddenly, the burden of proof shifts. The audience gets paralyzed by doubt.
Yeah, the fake doesn't even have to be believed. It just has to create enough uncertainty to make the truth irrelevant. And that's happening in courtrooms, in campaigns, everywhere.
And then there are the bots. Long before ChatGPT, there were these text-generating bots polluting social media, making it impossible to know if you were talking to a person or a program.
Which is maybe more corrosive than any single deep fake, because it undermines the whole idea of a public conversation. You can't even trust the crowd anymore.
But Shire pushes back on the idea that technology is the root problem. The desire to deceive is deeply human. The internet just gave us better tools.
So the real problem is us? And our failure to adapt to a world where fakes exist?
Exactly.
He's skeptical of the idea that we can build an algorithm to catch every fake. It's an arms race, and the attackers always have the advantage. A detector can only know yesterday's fakes.
So what's the answer? If technology can't save us, what can?
He says it's about media literacy, but not the checklist kind. It's about deep, critical engagement with where our information comes from, knowing the provenance, who made it, and why.
And trusting the intermediaries, the journalists and scientists who can verify things the old-fashioned way, rebuilding the social trust that the internet eroded.
But he also gets into our psychology. We share fakes because they confirm our biases. We believe them because they tell us a story we want to hear. The deep fake of a politician works because it aligns with what we already think.
So the fight against fakes is really a fight against our own cognitive biases. That's humbling and honestly a little exhausting.
Yeah, but he doesn't leave us without hope. He imagines a future with real-time deepfakes where your face and voice can be swapped live. And he says we need to move beyond simple real versus fake.
Because a video can be authentic in the sense that it's not algorithmically generated, but still be deeply misleading because of context or editing.
So the question isn't, is this real? But what's the relationship of this media to the events it claims to represent? That's a much more nuanced way to think about truth.
In the end, this book is really about us. It's a mirror held up to our own desires and fears. The history of fakes is a history of human ingenuity.
And the fake isn't the enemy of the real. It's its shadow. Two sides of the same coin.
So what's the one thing you're taking away from this, Sam? I think it's that we have to learn to doubt the right things. Not everything, but the things that matter. And we have to verify, not with a simple algorithm, but through a process of social and personal inquiry.
And the future of truth depends on better people, not better machines. That's the core of it.
Honestly, if you want to dig deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
And that's the beauty of it. Fakes aren't going away, but neither is our ability to seek the truth. We'll see you in the next one.